such thing as a broken heart.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In its final report, the special counsel investigating President Biden's handling of classified materials found that Biden willfully retained documents after leaving office.
The report says investigators found classified documents dating to the 1970s, along with top secret documents from as late as 2017. The special counsel says in working with a ghostwriter, Biden read aloud to him from handwritten notes that contained classified information. The report describes the president's conduct in all this as willful, but citing mitigating circumstances, including Biden's age and failing memory, the special counsel says it would be tough convincing a jury to convict him.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The Supreme Court today heard arguments on Colorado's 14th Amendment case trying to remove Donald Trump's name from the state's ballot. Justices questioned if Colorado can make that ruling that would impact national elections. In California, days of torrential rain now leading to flooding and mudslides. More severe storms on the way. This is ABC News. 6 months ago today, wildfires swept through Maui, destroying the town of Lahaina. At least 100 people died. Three others remain missing. ABC's Alex Stone is tracking the recovery, part of ABC's year-long project, Maui Strong 808.
Driving through Lahaina, it is still a land of gray ash. The town's future remains unknown, and many families are still fighting to get insurance money. About 30% of claims have not yet been paid. Insurance executive Mahalani Strong begins her day at 4 a.m. and goes late into the evening. She says fighting for what families should be getting.
I don't leave the office until every voicemail email has been dealt with.
The community taking comfort in its cultures and traditions. Alex Stone, ABC News.
U.S. intelligence officials sounding the alarm about the threat of China's ongoing efforts to secretly infiltrate U.S. infrastructure. The U.S. says Chinese cyber warfare involves planting malware in computer networks. The goal, disrupt daily lives. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Scattered showers and thunderstorms early tonight, then variably cloudy and breezy with a low of 36, winds south turning west 12 to 22. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, high 43, winds west 15 to 25, and partly cloudy and colder tomorrow night with a low of 26. Currently in Richland Center, there is no rain. We did have a little bit of rain earlier, and we did have some thunder with it as well. But right now, we're just cloudy, and our current temperature is 58 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5-gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy three, get one free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. Always, we hate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Reedsburg man lost his life Monday afternoon in the town of Excelsior. Around 3 o'clock, the Sauk County Dispatch Center received reports of a motor vehicle crash on State Highway 23 at Shady Lane Road. It was reported that a pickup truck versus semi-tractor trailer resulted in serious injuries to the pickup driver, who has been identified as Ronald Surslin, 63, of Reedsburg. Surslin was still in the truck. Deputies responding removed him from the truck and began life-saving efforts with assistance from bystanders already on scene. MedFlight was requested to respond directly to the scene. The initial investigation revealed that Ronald Surslin was traveling southbound on 23 when he crossed the center line and struck the semi. Surslin, 63, of Reedsburg, died at the scene. The lone semi-driver was transported to the Reedsburg Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A person is dead after being hit by a vehicle last night in Sauk City. Police said that the person was walking across Highway 12 at about 7:30 when they were hit. The person was taken to Sauk Prairie Hospital, where they later died. The driver of the vehicle was not hurt, and police said that they don't believe speed or alcohol were the reasons for the crash. The driver stayed at the scene and cooperated with police. Highway 12 was closed for over 2 hours while police investigated. A school administrator was reinstated after being placed on leave for the past few weeks. Derek Fugslang, Stoddard Elementary's principal and FIED teacher, was put on leave last month for violating policy and procedure in bringing complaints about the district administrator to DeSoto School Board. The district superintendent accusing of harassment, citing her age and health, in questioning her ability to do her job. The school board reinstated Fugslang, but decided to not renew his contract for next year, citing budget concerns. A large crowd turned out for the meeting in support of Fugslang, but public comment wasn't allowed. DeSoto is holding an operational referendum this spring. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths at Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges. The bill's author is Representative Clint Moses. He says the target is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It would do away with all DEI on our campuses altogether. So I know the UW had submitted written testimony, and they'll say it's not happening, and this bill takes care of it once and for all and eliminates it from our universities.
Democratic Representative Jemerson worries about unintended consequences.
Would this mean that we wouldn't be able to have any college Democrats, college Republican clubs, any sort of religious organization clubs?
The bill got a hearing Tuesday. Internet subsidies in Wisconsin are about to expire. This will affect more than 400,000 low-income households in the state who receive help with their internet bills each month. According to a release from the Federal Communications Commission, the Affordable Connectivity Program stopped accepting new enrollments yesterday. The funding is expected to last through April of 2024 and will run out completely in May if no other federal funding is allocated. The Wisconsin Hospital Association Foundation is unveiling a new workforce campaign entitled So Many Options to Attract New Workers to Wisconsin's Healthcare Workforce and Foster a Thriving and Sustainable Workforce. The statewide campaign features targeted digital advertising and the launch of a dedicated website to showcase the abundant healthcare career options, both clinical and non-clinical, available to current and prospective employees through Wisconsin. With a particular focus on middle and high school students, the campaign aims to inspire younger generations to pursue these career opportunities by highlighting appealing aspects such as competitive compensation, flexible schedules, and wide-ranging educational requirements. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents about a potential increase in wildfires this spring. According to DNR officials, the warmer weather and lack of snow that has persisted throughout much of the northern regions of the state could lead to drier conditions heading into spring. While fire danger is still low or moderate throughout most of the state, a wildfire did start near Fairchild Saturday. Residents should practice fire safety, including getting burn permits and having tools and water available. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that wolves will remain on the federal endangered species list. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the federal wolf management plan will affect what tools they have at their disposal to manage the wolf population in the state, which has been a hotly debated topic. If Wisconsin residents have conflicts with wolves, they should contact the Department of Natural Resources, as it is still illegal to shoot a wolf unless there is an immediate safety threat. A Wisconsin man who pepper-sprayed police officers during the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol is sentenced to 3 years in prison. Federal authorities say Riley Casper of Pulaski was part of a group that broke through a gate and chased police officers down. On social media, he posted that pepper-spraying police was satisfying. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will keep his job, thanks in part to Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher joined three other Republicans and all Democrats in voting against impeachment yesterday. Gallagher calls Mayorkas incompetent for his handling of the southern border, but he says it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering letting prosecutors have more time to bring charges for serious crimes. For now, prosecutors have 1 year to bring an accused offender to court. A new bill would extend that to 3 years. Supporters say it can take longer than a year to match DNA evidence to a suspect. Opponents say the state should hire more crime lab workers to make the job faster. Enjoy food and fellowship and support Boscobel's Mobile Pack team this Saturday from 11 to 1:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of Boscobel's Feed My Starving Children Mobile Food Pack.
The Pie Auction is one of our well-established fundraisers, and we enjoy doing it every single year. We've done it for many years at St. John's in Boscobel, and all the proceeds go towards the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children, which this year is April 11th through 13th.
Funds from Saturday's event help in funding the meals.
When a hosting community schedules a mobile pack, Feed My Starving Children brings all of the ingredients to the host team's facility, and which in this case is one of Truvant's buildings in Boscobel, and those ingredients have to be paid for. So the hosting community is responsible for doing fundraising throughout the year to pay for those ingredients. Feed My Starving Children is a volunteer and donation-driven organization. They're a nonprofit. They're a 501c3. And they are driven by donations. They get no government aid whatsoever. So thanks to many, many, many very generous people over the years, we've been able to have a lot of mobile packs in Boscobel. This will be our 12th one. So we're really looking forward to doing it again.
Boscobel's Feed My Starving Children Pie Auction, Soup and Sandwich Lunch, and Bake Sale will be held Saturday from 11 to 1:30, with the pie auction beginning at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Cost of the lunch is $5 for those 12 and up, $3 for children 6 to 11, and free for children 5 and under. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reports that fire management crews are starting to perform prescribed burns on DNR properties throughout the state where local conditions can provide a safe and effective burn. DNR crews will be burning cattail marshes, wetlands, prairies, and oak pine barrens to clear the buildup of dead vegetation and to open waterways for waterfowl to feed and nest. By burning in winter, staff take advantage of wet conditions, which reduces the heat and intensity of cattail marsh and barren burns. Winter burns mark the beginning of the fire management season for DNR crews. Additional windows of opportunity for prescribed burning will continue through spring and open again in late summer and fall. When conducting prescribed burns near roads or recreational trails, the DNR will post signs to notify the public. For your safety, please avoid these areas while the burn is being conducted. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Tracy Bust of Viroqua on ticket number 461.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died last Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at just one bar and grill in Reedsburg. Don M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Gerald Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sierra Razick and Riley Williams had a daughter, Adeline May.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. How to be an MVP during this big game week? No one will know who the most valuable player of this week's game between Kansas City and San Francisco will be until after Sunday's game, but you can be an MVP, most valuable person, that is, in the eyes of a homeless pet, by giving it a loving adoptive home, or by donating your time, pet supplies, or money to help care for animals awaiting their forever homes. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society Adoption Center welcomes donations of any kind, as well as volunteers, and it encourages you to become an OMHS MVP by adopting a homeless pet or by volunteering for or donating to OMHS sometime this year. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another day of unusual warmth here across Wisconsin and surrounding areas with temperatures up in the 50s. But things are about to change as a fairly intense low-pressure system is swirling northeast rapidly through Minnesota. It will drag a cold front through here tonight. Along with that, a chance of some scattered showers, even a thunderstorm. The best chance of any severe weather just off to the south and east of us from Illinois up through southeast Wisconsin into northwest Indiana. That area could have a couple of storms with high winds, hail, even an isolated weak tornado, not out of the question. Otherwise, we'll see about a 15-degree temperature drop for tomorrow and another 5 or 10-degree drop over the weekend, so feeling a little more winter-like by the end of the weekend and certainly into next week. However, we're still lacking snow, and we don't have any huge chances of big accumulations through the middle of next week, although a few passing snow showers are possible. Maybe toward the end of next week, there'll be a little higher chance of accumulations. Here's that forecast for tonight. A good chance of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then variably cloudy and breezy with low temperatures in the mid-30s. South wind turning west at 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 43. West wind between 15 and 25. Tomorrow night, we tumble down to 26 with partly cloudy skies. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, high of 37. Sunday, partly cloudy and quiet, low 21 with a high of 37. Monday, partly cloudy, low 22 with a high of 39 degrees. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 23, high 37. There is a chance of some light snow coming up Tuesday night with a few snow showers possible Wednesday. Lows in the mid-20s with highs in the upper 30s. You have yourself a good evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community
Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy, and we did receive a few couple downpours of rain, but right now it's just cloudy and no rain right now. Our temperature is 57 degrees after a daytime high of 58 and a morning low of 40. Yesterday's high was 47, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1925 is 55 degrees with a record low. Actually, our new record high is 58 degrees, which we set today, and the old record high is 55 degrees that was set back in 1925. And the record low is 28 below, set back in 1971. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 22. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:23, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:08. The winds are out of the southeast at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.43, and we have received 4/100ths of an inch of rain today. And once again, currently in Richland Center, after receiving some rain and some thunder, it's cloudy, and after our record high of 58 degrees, we're down now to 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's schedule.
Boscobel plays at Darlington and area girls basketball, Royal at New Lisbon, Bangor at Nisida, Hillsboro travels to Brookwood, Oneewoc Center at Cashton, Baraboo at Sauk Prairie, and Reedsburg at Portage. In the SWAL boys basketball, Fenimore at Riverdale, Boscobel at Southwestern, Cuba City plays at Mineral Point, and Darlington at Iowa Grant. Weston is at Lafarge in the Ridge and Valley, along with North Crawford at Seneca and Kickapoo at Waseca Steuben. Hillsboro travels to Brookwood, Viroqua at Westby. In the Southwest Conference, Prairie du Chien at Platteville, Dodgeville at Lancaster, and Richland Center is at River Valley. Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles knows that River Valley pressed them last time to success.
And he does a good job of mixing it up. You know, he'll extend it full court. You know, he'll go to a 1-3-1 in the half court or come back to a 2-3. So you've got to be paying attention. Because in each instance, you know, you're looking to try to get the ball in different spots. And so you have to have everybody be able to recognize what they're in and where those spots to get the ball on the floor. So the better we can do that, the better our outcome might be.
Coach Luke Thatcher of River Valley talked about facing the Hornets.
You know, we're going to get a scrappy game tonight. I think Richland Center does a great job doing some of the blue-collar work. They're diving for loose balls. They'll play a gritty game, and they keep other teams on their toes. And the longer they can make the game stay at that pace, the more chance they have at success with some things. We have a ton of respect for what they do and how they do it, and it's certainly not a game that we're overlooking by any stretch.
Richland Center plays at River Valley in area boys basketball. Our coverage begins with a Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7:15 this evening. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The Milwaukee Bucks bolstered their defense today by acquiring Patrick Beverley from the Philadelphia 76ers before today's trade deadline. In exchange, the Bucks send Cam Payne and a second-round pick to the Sixers. With the trade, the Bucks pick up a defensive stopper in the backcourt for their postseason push. Beverley has made three all-defensive teams in his career. The trade will reunite Beverley with Doc Rivers, who previously coached the guard with the LA Clippers, where Beverley enjoyed his career best seasons. An hour after dealing for Beverley, the Milwaukee reportedly dealt Robin Lopez and cash to the Sacramento Kings. Lopez is expected to be waived and become a free agent. The Milwaukee Bucks will be in action tonight when they host the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tip-off at Pfizer Forum will be at 7, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game will start at 6:30. Also, the Bucks report three-time NBA All-Star Chris Middleton didn't suffer a fractured ankle last night, but there is currently no timetable for his return. He was hurt in the first quarter of the 114-106 loss to Phoenix, at Phoenix, I should say, and managed to shoot the free throws, then missed the rest of the game. Middleton suffered the sprain when he landed on the foot of Suns forward Kevin Durant. Milwaukee is already playing without point guard Damian Lillard, who also has an ankle injury. The Milwaukee Brewers are adding more power to the roster for the 2024 Major League Baseball season by signing free agent catcher Gary Sanchez. The one-year agreement is worth $7 million, and it includes an option. The 30-year-old Sanchez pounded 19 home runs in just 72 games with the Padres last season. He hit .218, but the power pushed his OPS plus to .116. Although he came up with the Yankees as a hit-first prospect, Sanchez has developed his receiving skills to the point he is considered an above-average defender. And the Packer organization is starting the preparations for the retirement of President and CEO Mark Murphy. A national search committee has been formed, and a company to help with the search has been hired. Murphy has to retire next year when he turns 70. The committee is expected to take 6 to 9 months to recommend a list of finalists to the board of directors. Murphy's time leading the organization has seen the creation and expansion of the Title Town District. He is also in charge of getting Green Bay ready to host the 2025 NFL Draft. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Rockwell Automation, a community partner in Richland Center for over 50 years. We are your neighbors, firefighters, and EMS. We are coaches, board members, volunteers, and much, much more. At Rockwell, we make life better by creating product that supports clean water and renewable energy, food production, computer chips, and countless other industries. We are looking for difference makers and are hiring both entry-level and experienced assemblers to join our team on second shift. Rockwell employees annually start with 3 weeks of vacation, 1 week of paid sick and personal time, and 14 paid holidays. That's 6 weeks of paid time off to enjoy hunting, fishing, traveling, or however you like to enjoy your time. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Corn and hogs were lower Thursday, soybeans finished higher, and cattle closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans did close modestly higher on short covering and technical buying, but failed to settle above a couple of key points. USDA raised U.S. ending stocks slightly while lowering Brazil's crop a little bit and raising exports. That's in contrast to a big cut by CONAB with a reduction in their export guess. March beans are up 4.5 at 11.93.5. May was 2.25 higher at 11.99.75. March bean meal is down $4.10 at $3.47.10. March soybean oil is up 118 points at $47.94. Corn was down modestly. U.S. corn ending stocks were above a month ago with a modest decrease for Brazil and no change for Argentina. CONAB slashed its corn estimate for Brazil, so further cuts by USDA are likely in March. That is true for soybeans as well. March corn was a penny lower at 4.33 and a quarter, and May was down 1.5 at 4.45. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling, along with a mostly firm trade in the dollar during the session. U.S. wheat ending stocks are up from January against a small reduction for the global carryover. Stats Canada's total wheat stocks are close to expectations and 10% below a year ago. March Chicago was down 13.5 at 588.5. March Kansas City was 17.25 lower at 601. March Minneapolis was down 12.5 at 683.75. Live cattle were up and feeders are mostly higher ahead of this week's direct business. April live is $1.77 higher at 186.57. June is up 152 at 183.72. March feeders were $1.30 higher at 246.85, and April was up 72 at 251.92. But on their premium to cash and questions about sustained demand, April hogs were down 75 at 80.35. June lean was 70 lower at 94.87. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet Thursday. Asking prices were around $182 plus live in the south and $290 stressed in the north. It looks like buyers and sellers remained in a standoff, and significant trade volume is going to hold out until Friday. Boxed beef closed mixed with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 3 cents at $295.01. Select closed $1.30 lower at $284.12. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up more than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.31 with a weighted average of 65.06. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 64.39. And the Western Corn Belt was $1.96 lower with a weighted average of 65.06. Pork values closed higher, up 237 at 86.26. And estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and up more than 8,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner. for Branfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. The U.S. could take back the top spot for corn exports this marketing year. The USDA left its corn export guess unchanged from January at 2.1 billion bushels, while lowering Brazil from just over 2.1 billion to 2.05 billion bushels due to expectations for a smaller crop. That number for Brazil could fall further, depending on development conditions for their second crop. More news next on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again. That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
An ag economist says most farmers surveyed in the latest Ag Economy Barometer still think it's a bad time to make large investments on the farm. Jim Mintert with Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture says the Farm Capital Investment Index fell to 35 in January.
They continue to point to two things. One is the increased prices for farm machinery and new construction that's taken place over the years. And the second one is rising interest rates.
And the USDA's 2024 meat production projections were mixed on the month. Beef is seen at 26.2 billion pounds, up 75 million from January, expecting a higher rate of slaughter in the second half of the year, along with heavier carcass weights, with an average steer price of $180 per hundredweight. Pork is pegged at 27.9 billion pounds, down 90 million due to slower slaughter, with an average barrel and gilt price of $60, up $2, and higher exports. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetun from Tibstock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last Wednesday, we had a bigger crowd and more hay coming in. Large squares topped at $265 a ton and large rounds topped at $230 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tools, Potosi Brewery items, machinery, and much more. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020. We have buyers waiting for their dream property. Or go to www.tibstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
Building a fertilizer budget. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Every grower has a budget for fertilizer, but on this week's episode, an expert with AgroLiquid discusses how farmers can develop a fertilizer plan that can maximize returns. More coming up on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Galen Beer, sales strategy lead for AgroLiquid, says 18 to 20% of a grower's total input budget typically goes to fertilizer.
Farmers don't necessarily have that number written down on a piece of paper. It's more of an intuitive type number. They just get this this feeling when something is kind of a little bit too high. But so we always kind of look at that number when we're reviewing a soil test to see can we fit within that number. If we can't, we better have a good reason for that. And every crop has kind of its budget. If you move into legumes, obviously you're more like in a 10 or 15% of expected revenue for your overall fertilizer budget. But corn, about 18 to 20%.
Beer says reallocating funds for secondary or micronutrients may be a better spend than putting it toward more nitrogen.
The one thing we have found is utilizing micronutrients, and this is not just AgroLiquid, the industry as a whole. You know, you used to use 1.2, 1.3 pounds of nitrogen for a bushel of corn. What we've actually found is if you kind of balance that that soil out in your fertilizer program by including some micronutrients, those micros have a supporting role that they play in the production. So, I mean, you have guys going as low as 0.6 pounds of nitrogen for a bushel of corn. Now, that would have been unheard of a couple of decades ago, but it's that discovery of that these micronutrients support phosphorus, they support potassium, they support nitrogen, they make those nutrients more effective. And so we've really figured out we can be more efficient with those primary nutrients by supporting those with some micronutrients.
And Beer says trusted crop nutrition experts can help growers make decisions when navigating price and availability.
Supplies are great. Spring could hold a challenge in 2024, mainly just because higher interest rates and declining grain prices have all farmers delaying decisions. That's just typical. And it's not a criticism of the grower. I would rather wait to start the interest clock if I were in their shoes.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
Gunderson Bascomel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bascomel today.
When it comes to auto insurance, State Farm offers a variety of discount opportunities. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. By combining auto and home insurance, you save 35% on your home and 15% on your auto insurance. Add Drive Safe and Save to save an automatic 10% upfront, and then you pay based on how you drive. There's also the Good Student Discount by maintaining a B average for students in high school or college up to age 25. Stop in today or give Julie Karen State Farm a call at 647-3632.
Hey there, Mr.
Mr. Tin Man. You don't know how lucky you are. You shouldn't spend your whole life wishing for something bound to fall apart. Every time you're feeling empty, better thank your lucky stars. If you ever felt one breaking, you'd never want a heart.
Miranda Lambert from 2017. Nice song, Tin Man, right here on Country and Community, WRCO. I'm Tim Thiet. I'll be bringing you music and information up until the 7 o'clock hour tonight, or around 7 o'clock, more like 7:15, and that's when we'll have boys high school basketball. It'll be Richland Center at River Valley, and Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. Had a little bit of stormy weather there, and not really major stormy. You had a little bit of thunder and a couple quick downpours of rain. And according to the Pratt Funeral and Crematory Service weather gauge, it showed that we received 4 one-hundredths of an inch of rain today so far. So had to think there for a second. Sorry about that, folks. And yeah, so not much for storms. I noticed I looked it up earlier and looked like they had some severe thunderstorm warnings for the far southern part of Grand Grant County, more down towards the Illinois border, but nothing in our area. But hopefully you didn't get any really bad weather your way, but kind of weird getting thunderstorms in February. But anyways, we did reach a record high of 58 today. Now we're down to 57, so it's starting to cool off just a tad bit. And then for tomorrow, look for only a high of 43. And then as we get into the weekend and into next week, looks like only 30s for a high, but that's more seasonable. So we should be grateful for the weather we got so far, and hopefully we won't get any really bad cold weather or any big snowstorms between now and springtime, I should say. And just wanted to let you know that going on right now, the Casanova American Legion Post 491 is hosting a soup supper, and that's usually hosted the second Thursday of each month through March, and that's going on until 7 tonight. The cost of the all-you-can-eat soup supper is $8 for adults, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. For more information, call 608-485-2873. And also, going on tonight, the Celebrate Recovery, a 12-step recovery program that meets on Thursdays. And that's going on from 6:15 to 8 tonight at the Nazarene Outreach Center. For more information or a ride, call Tom at 608-604-4510 or Laura at 608-604-6780. Coming up next, we have Hunter Girl with Ain't About You.
You always used to smile when you held your guitar, but now it feels like a reminder that you ain't got too far. Strong strings used to feel takes your breath away, counting years, counting reasons why it won't work. But what if it does? What if tomorrow all those closed doors open? But if you give up, if you what if there's a little girl who
had a real good day. There were blackberries blooming in the red dirt clay, and the smell of jasmine floating through the pines. I bet he knew right then we'd love our chicken fried and sweet tea to wash it down when God made the South. He put grits and gravy in our blood. He put the Delta blues in the Mississippi mud. He put lazy and Sunday so we'd sit a spell, and put the buckle in the Bible belt, and the draw, y'all, we can't get out when God made the South. In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got blue suede shoes and amazing grace. Barbecue in backwoods, he said it's all good, and sent a little heaven down when God made the South. Born one of the chosen few, and I can't help but thinking, baby, somehow he knew that I'd be falling for an angel right here tonight. Under the moon that he hung in the sky, he already had it all planned out when God made the sound. In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got free bird and amazing grace. Barbecue in backwoods, he said it's all good, and sent a little heaven down when God made the sound. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Can I get an amen for the armadillos and the magnolias, moon pie and RC Cola, and how many times Charlie Dunn told you what happened to the devil when he went down to Georgia? In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got jambalaya and amazing grace. Barbecue and backwoods, he said it's all good. Thank you.